Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Margaret Lee, and this we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray and prayer first. And prayer is like the dew in the morning time. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. 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 How sweet. How sweet. How sweet to know that you are a child of the Most High God. Oh, I tell you the truth. You're talking about a joy and a comfort and security knowing who you belong to. And if you do not, I ask that you submit yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Accept him as your Savior. Ask him, repent, and ask for forgiveness for all the sins that have been committed by you. Oh, yes, you have committed some. Hallelujah. And as you begin confessing that, and then when you know that you have received, find yourself, and in the meantime, find yourself a journey. You can ask God to direct you, and I promise he will direct you. And let your yea be yea, your nay be nay. Hallelujah. His word is true. You don't have a Bible, you have a phone in a Bible app. Hallelujah. It works. It works. Turn off the television, turn off the phone. Hallelujah. And get to know your Creator. Glory be to God. He's a mighty, fine, mighty, fine, mighty, fine Creator. Hallelujah. He is the only true and living God. Besides him, there is none other. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He is the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Before we go any further, I'd just like to give a shout out. This weekend was so, oh my goodness, this weekend was absolutely blessed, absolutely powerful. Yes. Pastor McConaughey, he preached, he brought a mighty word. He brought a mighty word. And we were over at the Ring, yes, at Mount Glory First. A mighty time in the Lord. Then we were over with the Shots last Sunday morning and early afternoon. And oh my goodness, we had a powerful time. The young pastor, young in the Lord, but when he stood in the place of the preacher, he preached that word. Yes, he did. And over at the Scotts, the Kingdom Ministry off of Camelton Road, they are worshipers, I tell you the truth. So I was fueled. Yes, I was. I was fueled and was striking against the saints. The power of God came down. Hallelujah. Talking about, oh my God, nothing like it. Nothing like it. We all had a smile on our face. Maybe have been some tears, but tears and smile, but confidence knowing that God helped. Hallelujah. And he cares, and he comes to see about what belongs to him. He fights for his people. He defends his people. He is a shield of defense. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he corrects us. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, as old as you are, you shouldn't need correction. Oh, but God must correct. He does correct. He's fine too. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's all right because the scripture says he corrects those whom he loves. And
we'll just leave it like that. Hallelujah. Yes, you get mature, you become mature, and you're not like you were when you first entered in. But let me tell you, correction comes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Glory to God. And I thank God for it. I thank God. I speak to us and make things clear, too. We have had some interesting times. I'll just say that. We have had some interesting times. And I believe that all of God's people. Well, let me say this. I won't go dwell too much on it. The season has changed. And the season has changed. Oh, yeah. The season has changed. And I would encourage us to really begin to make the necessary sacrifices to do what God has called us to do, one, and to stay faithful in our devotion and in our reading of the Word, and those who are in leadership in the preparation. It is a sacrifice. I understand that. And sometimes you get so comfortable with something, and then all of a sudden it's not as easy as it used to be. But we have to push. And it appears that so much gets in the way. You have your mindset and your agenda. Maybe you've written some things down and saying what you're going to do, how you're going to work out the day, and it all changed. Let's just ask God to set his plan in order for us, make us aware of what his plans are, and be in agreement to walk in the will and the plan of God. How about that? Yeah, that'll work. Because he did it, not, oh, by the way, but before the foundation of the world. So when we write our vision, excuse me, please, we sit and ask the Lord to make it clear to us. So we're not walking in confusion. Make his will your will. So when you write your vision and what you see, you'll see through the lens of the Almighty God. Mm-hmm. Through the lens that he has set before the foundation of the world. No sense in fighting it. We may as well cooperate. We're just going to cooperate. Now, how is the due time team? Hallelujah. Are you praying? Are you seeking God? Are you praying about all the different things that are going on in the world? Are you really just sitting and asking God to give you insight and by the power of the Holy Spirit to show you what to pray for, how to pray? So much is going on. We know to pray for our neighbors. We know to pray for our community. We know to pray for our county, our city, our state, our country. We know to pray for those that are in leadership. Hallelujah. That so that there may be peace in the land. Hallelujah. But we understand that there is coming a time. Oh, my God. And I use the phrase, the horses are pouring. Hallelujah. And God will must be done. His will be done. So I feel I'm sensing in my spirit that we should pray for agreeance with God and for God's strength. For God's strength. Where we are weak, he's strong. But us so that when the winds come of confusion and the wind come that a persecution, when the wind comes, when the storms come, we'll be able to sustain, we'll be sustained. And hear the Master say, be still. While the earth is rocking and reeling, have no fault of its own. Glory to God. But there's coming a wonderful day. Our Savior is returning. He will return. And let us not allow him to and find our work. Don't get weary, well doing. Stay close to the saints of God. Not those when you find yourself going to say, well, I don't know what you did in your life. You must have did some real bad things. And you still going through? You don't need that. You need saints to look up and say, I'm praying with you. And I'm praying for you. God got you. God knows. God is in control. He knows everything. Yes, he does. I was thinking this morning, or last night, just still trying to define everything. I go back to the song In the Garden. And so long ago, I learned that song. And we're here this morning to encourage each other that Jesus, Yeshua, wants an intimate relationship. God wants that. He wants us to come and pray. Come and seek his face. Scripture says man should always and not faint. Let's go to Matthew 6, 9. And when you, okay, let's do Matthew 6. I was in the fifth grade when I learned this from the principal. We were in the auditorium, and we had, I forgot what you call it, when we would go to the auditorium, and we prayed. We would pray, sing songs. There were certain Bible verses we were supposed to know, and I'm talking about school. And for some reason, we said something wrong. I think it was all, I don't know what word we used in the prayer, but I do know this. The principal said, if I come to you today, and you cannot tell me where to find the Lord's Prayer, you coming to the office, and you will get some licks. And we knew he meant what he said, so everybody was going around saying, Matthew 6, 9, 13. He etched it in our hearts, Matthew 6, 9, 13. Hallelujah. And so let's begin at the fifth grade. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men accordingly. Surely I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before, my God, before you ask. In this manner, we are instructed to pray. In this manner. Therefore, pray. Our Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But deliver us this week from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And Jesus points this out at 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. Hallelujah. Remember, this is instructions and then a guideline that the Master gave us. And there are passages of verses that say, when you pray, 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 when you pray. And I love the part that says, for your Father knows that you look, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. Hallelujah. May we pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, the Son of the living God, Savior, our Redeemer. We come thanking you and giving you glory and blessing you, most holy. Thanking you for your mercy. Thanking you for your grace. Thanking you for your love and your kindness. Thanking you for your long suffering. Thanking you for your patience. Thanking you for your protection. Thanking you for your provision. Thanking you for your guidance and your direction, most holy God. We glorify you, we magnify you, for you are and you alone are the only true and living God. Besides your Father, there is none other. Hallelujah. We are so grateful. Hallelujah. And we're so glad. Hallelujah. That you could allow us to come together this morning to be in your presence. Hallelujah. Bless you. Your name is sweeter than mine. For you are whole, you are right. All together, all ancient of days, Son God, absolute power, oh my God, our Father, hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. All together, we are secured in you and we thank you. We are protected by you and we glorify you. We thank you for how you order us. Thank you for how you guide us, Almighty God. Thank you for how you speak. Thank you that you know the things that we have need of before we even ask. Thank you that you welcome us to come into your presence, oh my God. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to have audience with you, audience with the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for forgiving us all unrighteousness. Thank you for how you cleanse us with the blood. We thank you this morning. We thank you for how you make the crooked way straight. We thank you for how you heal our body. For your word said, hallelujah, I am the God that healeth thee. Oh, God, we thank you that our bodies line up with your word. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for how you encourage us. We thank you for how you reassure us. We thank you how you illuminate your will and your desire for us in your life. We thank you, Father, that everything that we need for this day has been provided. And we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. Oh, God, we thank you for the things that you will not allow our eyes to see, but you've given us strength to walk therein. Hallelujah. And at this appointed time, you'll bring it to us. Not only knowledge of what's going to take place or when it take place, but what to do when it take place. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're clearing our minds and our hearts. We thank you for how you're breathing on us, Lord God. We thank you for your chariots of fire around us, Almighty God, protecting us this day, Almighty God. And we glorify you. We magnify you. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. We thank you for shalom for this day. We thank you for the measure of faith that we need for this day. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, that your love is filling us. It's overflowing in us, Almighty God, that we can love even those that would despitefully misuse us and abuse us. Hallelujah. We can bless them in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Glory. We thank you for the freedom that you've given us. And we thank you for the authority and the privilege to use the name that's above every name. So we can come in the name of Yeshua. Glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Holy God. Bless your name. Blessings and honor, glory and power. They all belong to thee, our God and our King. We speak peace on the job, peace in the operating room, peace in the hospital and the nursing homes, peace, Almighty God. We thank you for your presence, walking mightily in the hospital. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your presence in the nursing home. Glory, hallelujah. The rehabilitation in the emergency room. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, dear God, for being a God of all. Hallelujah. We thank you for your kindness, great God. We glorify you this morning. We thank you for coming and seeing about us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, Master Kota, Shambarayose. Bless your most holy name. Glory be to your name. Thank you for granting traveling mercy. Oh, where there is doubt, God, we thank you for clearing it up and making it plain. Where hope seems to be fading. Great God, we thank you for giving your people hope. Beyond hope, trust in you, not just hope, but hope in you, not just faith, but faith in you, Almighty God, not just trust, but trust in you, Almighty God. Thank you for being our leading post. Thank you, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice, my God, and be glad in it, for you are in control, Almighty God, so we can relax and let go and say, bless the Lord, bless your most holy name. We thank you that you allow us to bless you this day. Hallelujah, in our walk, in our conversation. Glory be to your name. Thank you for your reminders that you are with us this day and every day. Hallelujah. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear. We're not looking to man, but we're looking to thee, great God. Lord, and we bless your name. Thank you for the children that you've given us. Glory be to your name. Thank you that they're saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. And we thank you for the youth everywhere. Glory, hallelujah. You sent them here to do a work for you, great God. Oh, and we pray a circle around them, Almighty God. Those that have gone astray, Shambo Kunda, we say that they're back in order. Oh God, they cannot move. Stop them in their place. Shambo Kunda, you gave them strength, oh God, and made them fearless. So we thank you, God, for raining on them right now. Shambo Kunda, everything they need to do your bidding and do your will, oh, pouring out on them right now. Shambo Kunda, spinning them around 180 degrees. Hearing the voice of their creator. Shambo Kunda, glory be to your name. Oh, ease the pain of hurt and disappointment and abuse. Shambo Kunata, Rema Sanada, provide for them, Almighty God. Open doors. Show your love. Show yourself mighty in their lives. Glory be to your name, precious Savior. Anyone that would try to lead them astray, oh God, have mercy right now. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Master, we know that you know all things. So we're leaning and depending on your Father. Wherever I said, glorifying that you, Almighty God. Thanking you, Almighty God, for all that you've done and all that you will do. Glory. Thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you for giving us hope, Almighty God. Thank you that our eyes look up to thee, Almighty God. We thank you this day. We glorify and magnify you. We exalt you, Holy God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Father. Glorious God. Almighty One. Hallelujah. We stand in agreement with you. Now to the close, oh mighty God, now to him that is able to keep us from stumbling, faultless before the presence of your glory with exceedingly joy. to God, our Father, higher, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay in the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Almighty God. Now we meet again at the appointed place, the appointed time. Oh, God, thank you for hearing our prayer. In Yeshua's mighty name. This is Pastor Margaret. Thank God be with you. And remember, God loves you. Yes, yes. And you will. Pray for me and my friends.